Hello, all you happy innovators out there. How you doing, huh? We're going to talk a little bit today about a really important topic, I think. It's pretty complicated and probably challenging to a lot of the people who are listening. But I guess overall, basically, what I want to talk about is this idea that we really live in a time of confusion. We really are living through an era of mass confusion. And I don't know if it's a byproduct of technology and information being so abundant and readily available and easily attainable. Like maybe a byproduct of that is a period of time where there's so much information that we are confused about what is true and what is false. And it's important to talk about and think about because it determines so much of our lives. What is true and what is false? Very important information when you're, you know, living a life and moving forward. We base our relationships on trust. We base our beliefs on what we believe to be true and false. And we live in a time, I feel, where all of those things are being challenged. That what we believe to be true is now on the table. It's something up for debate and discussion. And I could cite several examples of this, and probably the most predominant one, okay, would be like this whole flat earth thing, okay? And I'm not here to, you know, profess belief one way or another on this topic. I'm just bringing it up because it's a good example of confusion. Okay? There are people who would argue that and say, we know that the world is not flat. Okay? And there are people who would say, we suspect that the earth might be flat and not round. And again, I'm not here to, you know, profess belief one way or the other. Okay, it's not important or relevant what I think or believe. But what is important is the fact that it's being challenged. Okay, that is what we're here to talk about today. This thing that we've all kind of known our whole lives to be true, or we've believed to be true, okay? We have to admit that we don't know for sure, because nobody knows for sure. If you really think about it, I mean, if you're honest with yourself and you're having an honest debate or discussion about this topic, how do we really know the world is round? Okay, well, we have globes that we use as, you know, navigational devices. We have photography from outer space that shows us that the Earth is round. Many scientists have lined up and said that the Earth is round. And, you know, everybody kind of just believes that, right? And it is a belief, because when you really think about it, okay, you don't really know that the world is round. You don't really know for sure. Because pictures of the Earth, remote pictures taken from outer space, can be faked. And it's true, yes, there are many scientists who have lined up and behind this idea and said that the world is round. Okay, but scientists can't always be trusted, nor can they always be correct. Okay? So there is an element of human error that you have to factor in as a possibility. There is, self-preservation in an academic world. If you want to survive, you've got to toe the line. If you want the grant money for next year's projects, you need to toe the line. Because there's a lot of money there, a lot of money involved in science and grant money and donations and, profits from scientific discovery. There's a lot of money there. So you can't know for sure, personally, that you're getting the truth. You believe you're getting the truth, okay? If something is published in like a scientific journal, okay, we believe that that is true. That is a mark of truth if it makes it that far, okay? But we all know now that there's politics and money behind science, okay? It can be bought. Now, I'm not saying that it is, but it can be. So we can't be sure that everything we're getting from the scientific community is true, okay? I can believe that it's true, but I don't know for sure, because basically, when you really think about it, and if you're really honest about this discussion, if you look at it objectively, okay, how do we know what we know? How do we know what is true? What is absolutely true? Okay? What is fact? Okay? We can't really know for sure, because everything we know to be fact or true, or almost everything we know to be fact or true, was told to us by someone else who we trust is giving us correct information. And I'm not here to talk about conspiracies. I'm not here to talk about, I'm not here to talk about the politics of this, okay? I'm just pointing out that you cannot deny we live in a time of confusion, okay? To the point where something as basic and fundamental as the shape of the Earth is now in question. Does it mean the Earth is flat? No. But it doesn't mean the Earth is round either, okay? We don't know for sure. I believe that the world is round because someone told me that it was. I never got into a spaceship, flew into outer space, and looked back at the Earth and went, yes, it is round. I can see with my eyes that the Earth is round. What I did was I looked at a photograph that someone else took, and they told me, okay, that this is what the Earth looks like. But when you think about it, I don't really know that that's what the Earth looks like. A long time ago, my wife and I went and saw Laurie Anderson in concert, okay? And she's a performance artist and musician, and she's just absolutely phenomenal. I mean, just such an amazing performer, such an important artist. And let me tell you, she's one of the nicest, famous people that I've ever met. She was so gracious to my wife and I when we met her. Anyway, during her performance, she was showing those pictures of the Horsehead Nebula, or whatever it's called. And, there are these clouds and stars and gases and all these things happening in this picture, right? And there's purple and all these beautiful colors. It just was such a majestic picture, such a famous picture, right? She starts to explain during her performance that, she was working at one point with a lot of the scientists that were working on Hubble and getting access to these photos, and she was connected to them. She was able to get photos and talk to them and interview them and kind of pull what they were doing into her performances, right? Well, she made this comment that, you know, when she saw how beautiful the colors were, she asked the guys who were taking those photographs, like, wow, is that really what it looks like? It's so beautiful. And they went, well, you know, the pictures don't come back in color, so we kind of had to, like, you know, add color. We kind of embellished a little. Which doesn't sound like a big deal, but I always remembered that, because basically what they were saying was that the picture we were looking at wasn't really truthful. Okay, they had doctored that photograph to look a certain way with the colors, okay? And I'm not saying they faked the photograph, okay? But they did embellish it. And like I said, I've always remembered that, you know? It's a pretty serious thing they just did, you know? Is that what it looks like or not? What else did you add to the photo? See, now there's a whole litany of questions, right? You have to ask. If you're really looking at a picture like that objectively, you have to ask yourself that question. Okay? Now, I'm not saying the picture was fake. And I'm not saying that the elements of the picture are fake. But some of them are. Some aspects of that picture were doctored and made up. Okay? So how do I know for sure? Me, this guy who, you know, will never go to outer space, okay? I'm never going to be an astronaut, right? I'm not going to have the opportunity to go and look back on the Earth and all these things. And, you know, there's... this is just one topic, right? I mean, there are so many things on the table now. The moon landing, you know? All kinds of stuff. Whether we live in a heliocentric universe or a geocentric universe. And by that I mean, do we revolve around the sun, or does the sun revolve around us? That's on the table. Actually, there's a documentary film called The Principle, which is pretty much, you know, making a scientific argument, and a pretty damn good one, that we don't revolve around the sun, that the universe actually revolves around the Earth. And it challenges the Copernican principle and all the laws of Newton. And oh, what a stink this movie made, you know? And the point isn't whether the movie is true or not, or accurate or not. The point I'm making is that now even that's on the table again. You know, it's a little bit of history repeats, but that's not the point. The point is that now, in this present day, that question is being asked. And that belief that we revolve around the sun is being challenged. And to be honest with you, from my opinion, nobody knows for sure. How could we know? How could we know? Because a scientist said so? Well, we're back to that belief system again now, aren't we? You know? And, you know, I don't have a problem with scientific theories, and I don't have a problem with science. I don't have a problem with religion either. I don't. But if I'm being honest with myself, nobody really knows for sure. You know, science and religion are both based on beliefs. How do I know that Jesus existed? Because somebody told me that he did. How do I know that the Bible is real? Because somebody told me that it was. I know for sure? No, I don't know for sure. I have faith that those things are real. But I don't know for sure, and I can't. It's faith. It's a belief. And the same goes for science. No matter what you say, no matter what anyone says, oh, it was in a scientific journal. Why would scientists lie about that? Or how could there be a conspiracy on that scale? Or, you know, fact is fact. Science is science. Science is never wrong. Well, that's a belief system too, that science is never wrong. You believe that science is never wrong. And I'm not saying I believe science is wrong. I'm just saying we don't know for sure. It's all up for debate. It's all up in the air. Who could deny that? Who could say for sure, with absolute certainty, that the Earth is round? You can't. You can't. You did not go with your own body into outer space, look back at Earth, and make that decision. And like I said, photographs, what do they mean? What does that even mean? They could be faked. It's not that difficult. In fact, there's a whole community of people who are devoted to debunking those photographs. I mean, everything is on the table now. What do you believe? That's the question of the new millennium. What do you believe? Do you believe in science? Do you believe that science is the answer? That science is complete truth? That there is no dishonesty or error? I don't know. A lot of humans involved, and humans make mistakes, and humans can be bribed, and humans can be manipulated, and, you know, how do we know for sure? How do we know for sure? How do we know they went to the moon? We know that they went to the moon because somebody told me they did. And they took pictures. But pictures can be faked, and stories can be faked. And there's politics behind it. You know, come on, the moon landing? When Sputnik went into space, let me tell you something, that was a game changer on the planet. I don't think people realize how true that is, that when Sputnik went up into outer space, it changed the trajectory of everyone's agenda for the next 100 years. That was it. Game on. And it was a Cold War. So is it possible? Is it possible that we didn't go to the moon? Is it possible that we faked it for political or national security reasons or something? Sure. Sure it's possible. How do I know? I wasn't even born yet. And it is awfully strange that they haven't been back to the moon since. A little weird, you know? So, like I said, it's just, how do we know? Nobody can know for sure. Nobody knows for sure. And it's preposterous for someone who believes in science, poking holes in the air with their finger, saying how right and accurate and true they are. Yeah, they believe they are. They believe they are. And we believe they are, but we could be wrong and so could they. How do we know? We don't. We don't know. We can't know unless we see it with our own eyes and we experience it for ourselves. How do we know for sure? When you really think about it, as troubling as it may seem, that's really where we're at right now. Access to information, you know, metaphorically, you know, biting the apple, you know, all knowledge. I don't know. Instead of giving us all the answers, it seems that it's just giving us more questions. Who could deny that? You know, when I think about belief, okay, I think about it as like this metaphor, okay? Where you have like this wall, okay? It's a black wall. And there's a hole in it with some light coming out of it, right? And there's a guy standing right by the hole, and every once in a while, he'll look through it. And behind him is a crowd of people. And he turns around and he tells them what he sees through this hole. And they believe him. Okay? One person looking through the hole, seeing what's on the other side, and this large group of people behind him, us, believing what he says he's seeing. He turns around and says, I see this, I see that. And we believe him. But what if he's wrong? Or what if he's not even being truthful? How do we know? We're not the ones looking through the hole. He is. So a person from the crowd steps up and says, hey, can I look through that hole? And he says, no, you can't. That hole is for me to look through. You get back in the group of people, right? And I will tell you what this is. I will tell you what I see. I will not allow you to see it for yourself. And you certainly can't question what I'm telling you. Because what I'm telling you is true and accurate 100%. We don't know. I can't know. We're not the ones looking through the hole. Someone else is. And they turn around and tell us what they see. And we believe them. Because we're supposed to. We put our faith in them that they're going to be telling us the truth. But good luck with that, right? Hasn't history taught us that? Good luck with men being completely truthful, you know? No political agenda whatsoever or money or anything, right? Just information. Straight information. I don't know. You might have 100% faith in that, okay? But I don't. Not 100%. I don't. It all comes down to this. What do you believe? That's the question. What do you believe? We live in a time of total confusion about the things that are most important to us. The most fundamental beliefs, right? Everything is on the table. Everything is being questioned. And nobody knows for sure. It's all faith-based. Science is faith-based. We trust we're being told the truth. We trust the things that are proclaimed as truth, as fact. And wow, what a revelation that we can't do that anymore. It doesn't matter what your arguments are, you know, it doesn't matter what you believe. You still believe it. Science is not fact, it's a belief, it's a trust that we're being told the truth. And it's accurate. And the intentions are always good. And it's the same with religion. It's the same thing. We trust that we're being told the truth. We trust that there are good intentions. But we can't be sure. We cannot be 100% sure. It's a belief. It's faith. Everything is. Everything in our lives that we hold true is a belief that it's true. Everything. Think about that. And that's all I want to say for this episode. But I'm sure that I'm going to talk about these kinds of things some more in the future, because there are a lot of angles here that we could look at. So for now, this is Mike Bostwick from Pipe Choir Records signing off. And remember, folks, if you want to keep what you've got to give it away. Take it easy.